Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Hope and pray you all had a blessed Sunday in Jesus' name. I know we did at First Baptist, that's why I'm a little hoarse. But beloved, we pray that God is keeping you. Today is day 29 of our 40 days of fasting and prayer together. What a blessing. We only have 11 more days. We're about to go back to single digits. Look at God. 11 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting together. Thank you all for joining us live, and thank you for those who will be listening later. Well, beloved, there is a word from the Lord. That word this morning is coming to us from the book of James. Book of James, James chapter 5, James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire fifth chapter, which I believe will be a tremendous blessing to your life. But for our time together, we're going to focus in on verses 10 and 11. James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Here begins the reading of God's word. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. The word of God, the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about hold on and stay strong. Hold on and stay strong. Beloved, this passage in James helps us on how to handle adversity and advancement. Yeah, adversity and advancement at the same time. Now, adversity can come with enduring afflictions. Adversity can come with suffering and weight and weighty things. Trying to hold up while holding on. But at the same time, God does not want us to be stagnant, does not want us to be sedentary, but God wants us to stay strong. So as we look ahead and advance, we must hold on and stay strong. In James 5, this particular scripture in James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, is a reminder of what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 11. When Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." The reality is, beloved, we're going to endure some adversity. We're going to endure some suffering. We're going to go through some things in life. But the reality is God wants us to hang on, to hold on. And then also, beloved, with adversity will come advancement, meaning that God's going to find a way to propel us to where we need to be. God's going to find a way for us to get through the adversity and to advance to a place that God has specifically designed for his children. So James is telling us in this passage of scripture that adversity may cause you suffering, but your advancement will yield you strength for the journey. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we hold on and stay strong? How do we hold on and stay strong? How do we handle adversity while waiting on advancement? And beloved, when we do this, what then takes place? Well, beloved, let's look at it. You know, I have three things. I always have three things for you that I believe will be a blessing to help us to hold on and to stay strong. Number one, if you're going to hold on and stay strong, you've got to look back in order to leap ahead. You got to look back in order to leap ahead. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Beloved, you do know that we are not the only ones to go through adversity, that you are not alone in having to deal with all of the suffering and weightiness of moments that you're experiencing in your life, that the Bible is filled with examples. Here in the text, it talks about the example of prophets who were patient in the face of suffering. So God is sharing with us, in order to hold on and stay strong, you've got to look back at those who carried the word of God. Look back at those prophets of God that were called and commissioned by God to lift up God's word in times of need, not knowing, beloved, that it was yielding them an advancement so that God could place them where he wanted them to be. And when you look back, you'll see they carried the word. Don't miss that. They carried the word. They spoke the word of God. So the way you hold on and stay strong is you've got to stay in the word. You've got to speak the word of God. The prophets of old spoke in the name of the Lord. And so you too must be a carrier of God's word, so that in times of adversity, while on your way to advancement, you'll be able to be invigorated and strengthened while on the journey and be able to hold on, knowing that God can make the way ahead. So you got to carry the word of God, knowing that God will make a way ahead for you. Look at it. Verse 8 tells us this in James chapter 5. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. I take that to mean that God will make a way through your adversity to draw closer to you, that God will make a way through your adversity to advance you into the presence of Almighty God. So, beloved, hold on and stay strong, and watch God see you through. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it important to understand that you've got to look back in order to leap ahead, but the second thing I want you to see is if you're going to hold on and stay strong, you got to count your blessings and not your burdens. Count your blessings and not your burdens. Look at the A clause of verse 11. The A clause of verse 11. It says this: as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. And you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. Don't miss that. You know we count as blessed those who have persevered. Bottom line is, beloved, you got to stay strong. You got to hold on and stay strong through adversity, because while you're going through that, the bottom line is the Lord is helping you to get through it. The only way to get through is to come through. And beloved, when you're coming through, you don't look at your burdens, but you learn to count your blessings. A part of the blessing of perseverance is that God is allowing us to make it through those things that are causing us adversity. That God is allowing us to make it through whatever is causing us suffering. And so we have to count our blessings. Count it as blessed, those who have made it through. So while we're looking back in order to leap ahead, you got to learn to count your blessings and not your burdens. Why am I doing that, beloved? Because it says you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. Job went through a whole lot, and he persevered through his adversity. But the advancement through his adversity yielded him amazing blessings from God. And so, beloved, if you're willing to hold on and stay strong, you too can persevere and then finally be brought about to the place, not focusing any longer on your burdens. When I look at chapter 42 of the book of Job, Job doesn't even talk about the burdens. He talks about the blessings that he got double for his trouble. He even got more children, and the people that were criticizing him, the Lord put in their hearts to put some money in his hand. God's got blessings on the other side of your burdens. So leave your burdens behind and focus on the blessings that are going to be brought about ahead. Count your blessings and not your burdens. And then the final thing, beloved, I want to show you this morning is not only is it important if you're going to hold on and stay strong, you got to learn to look back at the examples in yesteryear in order to leap ahead to where God wants you to be in the future. And not only must you count your blessings and not your burdens, I'm counting on what God is about to do versus what I'm going through. But here's the final thing, beloved. I'm getting happy here, and I ain't got the voice for it. Here's the final thing, beloved. If you're going to hold on and stay strong, you got to recognize that God is compassionate to those that follow his commands. God is compassionate to those that follow his commands. Look at the latter part of verse 11. The Bible says that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. He's full of compassion and mercy. Now, Pastor Jones, why is that so important while I'm holding on and staying strong? Because for every believer that lines up with the will of God, with the commands of God, with the word of God, and does your very best to persevere and to press through and to just try to make it through, God is not only going to provide you with blessings on the other side of your burden, and God is not only going to help you to look back so that you can leap ahead, but for those that are faithful in following his commands, God has all the compassion and mercy in the world for you. Again, take that same person, Job, that endured suffering. He was in the face of suffering, but he was patient. Now, he had some grumbling and complaining, but the reality is, beloved, on the other side of it, God saw that because he was an upright man and a man of integrity, that Job could endure all the affliction and suffering that was laid upon him. The Bible lets us know right here, verse 7 of James 5, and then I'm praying. And that's why you got to be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and the spring rains. See, what God wants us to do through our adversity is till the soil. His word is the seed. And what God will do once he sees you tilling the soil and carrying the seed and planting the seed, God will send the rain. He'll send the advancement so that in due season and in due time, you shall reap what you have sown. Follow his commands because God is compassionate. Beloved, all I want to tell you this Monday, I don't know who needs to hear it. Hold on and stay strong. God's got your back. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this opportunity to bow before your presence. Thank you for day 29, Lord God. Somebody on the other side of this call needs to hear and to understand it. All they've got to do is hold on and stay strong. That while they're bearing the weight of suffering and adversity and anguish and affliction, that, Lord, you are already preparing for their advancement. But, Lord, you don't want us to stay stagnant. You want us to stay strong. Lord, while we're holding up, we've got to continue to hold on. So, Lord, thank you for helping us to hold on and stay strong. Help us, Lord God, by seeing the examples of those prophets of old who have labored, Lord Jesus, and through their labor, you have advanced them ahead. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us that look back so that we can leap ahead as well. Thank you, Lord God, that we're not to count our burdens. You never said count your burdens. You said count your blessings. Indeed, if you can. Song says count your blessings and name them one by one. See what the Lord has done. Lord, we're going to learn to leave our burdens behind and count the blessings that are ahead. And then thank you, Lord God, even through adversity, while we're waiting on advancement, that you are compassionate to those who follow your command, that you are compassionate, full of compassion and mercy for your children, Lord Jesus. And so thank you, Lord God, that the only way through is with you. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to get us through the challenging times that we face. You're going to get us through the challenges that are in front of us, Lord God. You're going to help us to leap over walls and run through troops, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, God bless us and keep us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, hold on and stay strong. God's got something on the other side of your suffering. He's going to give you strength to get through it, but there's blessings awaiting you. Count your blessings and not your burdens. God bless you. Day 29. Amen.